Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
.34 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Hope I can work my way back on Ron Davenport's Christmas card list after I impugned her university. But that's,
yeah, what was up with that?
Oh, just
Mark?
Having some fun. Come on,
vicious man. Come on.
Yeah. Nothing against Dawn. We love Dawn.
Wanting her
but
to
the Auburn Tigers. A
bag of cash for Gus Malzahn's payout.
Maybe. Yeah, well. You don't think that's going to happen if he loses a couple of the wrong games?
I didn't say that.
They're quick on the trigger at that school. Anyway, Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, Kevin off until Monday, of course, and the other voice was that of Jonathan Schaefer, our talented producer. And let's bring in our golf expert, Virgil Herring, who, of course, hosts Talkin' Golf right here on this here station between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. on Saturdays. Virgil, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
We're good. And, you know, for starters, you know, the British Open, you know, being held, of course, at Royal Portrush, the first time in 68 years it's been held outside of England and Scotland. It's Rory McIlroy. It's essentially his home course, and many regarded him as one of the favorites. Well, he's made quite a mess of his first round. I think he knew that he was going to face some weather conditions, but didn't expect to see a snowman on the first hole.
Yeah, it's not a good day when your first ball goes out of bounds and second shot after you hit it out of bounds goes into an unplayable lie. So generally speaking, he was behind the eight ball, no pun intended, 4 minutes into his day and never really recovered. He was pressing to make up the lost ground. And when you're playing a links-style golf course and you start to get impatient and press, generally speaking, they will punish you unmercifully, and it did so for Mr. McIlroy, that's for sure.
Your perspective on Tiger, 10 competitive rounds in the last 3 months. Paul Azinger pretty much said that he thought that he took his foot off the gas after the Masters, that he might regard the Masters as a finish line instead of the starting line for his comeback. And then, of course, the elements in his back. So unpacking all of that, how do you assess his chances this week?
I think the more difficult the conditions get, the better chance Tiger has. Because he has all the shots. And as soon as he doesn't need to hit driver, and as soon as it, like, the shot is to keep the ball down, nobody keeps the ball down like Tiger. And nobody can shape the ball left to right or right to left like Tiger. But he doesn't have the game anymore that he can just win without his very best stuff. And I'm not quite sure he can have his very best stuff only playing 10 rounds of golf since the Masters. I do know that there's a very limited amount of time that Tiger has left in his back. I think that most people feel like he backed off the gas, but I also think that most people don't realize that that major championship victory at the Masters, he used so much emotional gas and mental gas that when he was done 2 weeks afterward, he did a TV interview and he could barely walk to the chair. It looked like he had just had like 36 carries for 244 yards and five touchdowns at walking to the chair. And that was 2 weeks after his win. And I think that it might be closer to the end than the beginning of the 9.0 Tiger Woods comeback. But at the end of the day, we'd much rather see Tiger play for eight more years and only play six or eight tournaments a year than to have, you know, just one big flash and then he's gone forever, because this, the next time, it'll be the last time.
We're speaking to our golf insider for the Zone, Virgil Herring.
Well, I'm looking right here at Roy, and naturally he's a hometown favorite. I'm interested to see, did he get the biggest roar? And then after that, how much does a bad first or second shot just really kind of crust, even though these golfers have been doing this a number of years, kind of just crush maybe that hole anyway, and your thought process, it kind of mess with your mental psyche?
Well, these tour players are fragile as like Riddell wine glasses. I mean, if you just look at them wrong, they'll break. You know, at the end of the day, these tour players, they're one shot away from feeling like they can beat anybody, but they're also one shot away from feeling like they can beat nobody.
Wow.
And you put the pressure of, especially Rory, he hasn't won a major in 5 years, he's playing on his home golf course, and he's really had probably the best year of any tour player, because he's finished in the top 10 of every event but one. He's got 2 victories. So, like, everything's pointing at him winning again, and then, you know, the golf gods have a little practical joke on him, and next thing you know, you're 4 over par through one hole, and you really can't overcome that in any major championship. I mean, it's really frustrating and difficult to be 8 minutes in to your major championship on your home golf course, and it's essentially over. Now, nobody's saying that he's given up, but, I mean, you're putting yourself behind so much pressure and so many obstacles to overcome that kind of a start. He's definitely showed signs of pressing. And it demonstrated its way into a nice, smooth 79, and pretty much guaranteed him he's packing and headed home after tomorrow.
Well, Virgil, I guess before I hand it back to Mark, give us your bold prediction on who's going to win and why.
Well, there's never been a tournament that's really, really difficult to pick on Thursday because of the weather that
right.
We have no idea what's going to happen. You have to be looking at players who can really control their golf ball, and through one round or one half of one round, there's a name that's sticking out to me that's a great ball striker, and his name is Sergio Garcia. Sergio Garcia has the ability to hit all the shots, just like Tiger. He doesn't get as much fanfare because, well, Tiger's Tiger. But Sergio Garcia can pull this off. And you know, there's a lot of people, and there's a lot of golf to play, but I will not be surprised to see Sergio Garcia holding the claret jug. And it's an early call, but I like Sergio Garcia to kind of finish off the year in style.
Yeah, this is not a course that Brooks Koepka and his distance is going to get as big a payoff maybe as, you know, the other three majors.
Well, I mean, you can't take Brooks Koepka out of anything because he seems too willing. He just kind of wills it. He's already like, I'm not going to hit driver that often. I'm going to keep it out of the bunkers, and I'm not going to let any big scores show up in my scorecard, and I'm going to see who can beat me. That's a really dangerous mindset because he doesn't feel like many people can beat him. And as long as he doesn't beat himself, he's going to be in the mix. I will be interested to see, really, the weather is going to be a huge dictator. The wind is going to blow out of each direction every day. So it's going to, one day it's going to blow out of the east, next day west, next day north, next day south. So the golf course is going to play very different every day. I think Koepka will be in it going down the home stretch as well. I won't be surprised to see Ricky Fowler, too. I think Fowler's going to play well. And that would lead up to a really interesting final day with Garcia, Fowler, and Brooks Koepka duking it out for the claret jug. That'd be pretty exciting.
By the way, Tiger about to go even through two holes. I don't know what you thought, you know, reading about Phil Mickelson's six-day fast and the need to lose weight. I jokingly told somebody I had to make a sandwich after reading that. But what about him going into this tournament as well? And people wondering if this is sort of, you know, maybe not his last gasp, but maybe, his final go-rounds as a truly competitive player.
Well, I think it's hard for us to really say that because he is so talented. And even though he does have psoriatic arthritis, and that's part of the problem with his health, is that it's just the cold weather and the change in the temperatures really bother his body. I'm not going to write him off. He's never been really a consistent player anyway. And he always plays good at the beginning of the year, and he really struggles at the end of the year. And that's why he's never really been a factor at the Ryder Cup. And although he did win one Open Championship, generally speaking, he's not been a factor in the Open Championship. He's usually a factor early in the year, and he gets tired quick. And I think that he's lost his weight just for energy purposes and his body. And, you know, not to mention the fact that Phil's not afraid to do a little dramatic scene from here time to time to just create a story because, well, he likes to be relevant. But at the end of the day, I think he's going to be a competitive force into his mid-50s because he's so talented. He's got a good enough golf swing, hits it far enough. He's just going to pick and choose his events, and he'll win once a year, probably until he's 52.
Virgil, want to give us a preview of your show on Saturday? As we mentioned, 7 a.m. to 8, talking golf.
Awesome. This Saturday, I'm having a special guest on for the whole show. In my opinion, one of the three greatest teachers in the world. His name is John Sinclair from Dallas, Texas. And we're going to cover the game from driver to putting and the mental game, what it takes to play golf in the Open Championship, and how the fundamentals that we use to win in an Open Championship you can apply in your club championship, a junior golf tournament, or just playing around with your buddies.
Great. Thanks, Virgil. Have a good show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Virgil Herring from Talking Golf. All right. Straight ahead, we'll wrap the show.